Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press stop. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is, what day is this? Friday, Fantabulous Friday, August the 2nd, 2019, into the month of August. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. He is right. We are in August. It is the 2nd. So what time do we get this party started is all we really want to know. All right, Ray, you send out any blasts, anything?
No blast went out.
No blast went out. So there was nothing to really get excited about, I guess, except for let's see where we're at. We're still waiting. Only updates we have, guys, are we're still waiting. Actually, the banks, Iraq, everybody we know. Oh, that's real. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to talk to the Treasury guy this morning. Forgot. Anyway. I'm thinking things are supposed to be this weekend. Sometime this weekend, hopefully this party will be over. Now, I'm getting that from overseas and from here, that hopefully this weekend it'll be over. Are they on standby? No. Are they on high alert? No. Do they still think it will be over this weekend? That's what I'm hearing. All right? So we have... one thing to talk about, we do know that a memo went out yesterday, at least to Tier 2 banks, because Tier 1 banks had already have them, asking them to start bringing their people in and counseling them. Not doing SKRs, but they're contacting their people, telling them to come in with their currency. They're going through the process with them, started yesterday, and tell them that they are on a list to go as soon as they get to go, which they think could be any time now. But they are going through the whole process. We do know at Tier 2 banks, as they were instructed yesterday, there will be three people in the room with you when you are processed. Two people will be doing verifications. Well, one guy will be dealing exactly with you. So they explain that. They explain they will give you 10%, 48%, 100% in 48 hours. They explained again that you would never have to walk into a bank again based on the amount that you have. They will always come to you. They went through some of the amenities and things that they offer, ticket services, vehicles, house purchases, automobile purchases, everything you want. They would now do all that for you, so you don't have to get involved with any of that. Definitely a black card. Let me see. Anything else come out of that meeting? Right, I was trying to think. That'd be important. They didn't give out the rate. Oh, I'll tell you, Tier 2 Bank, because it was a Tier 2 Bank, said that they were not going to do the Zim. They did say that yesterday. They would not be doing the Zim. Now, I sent that back up to some Tier 1 banks, and I got responses yesterday. They are still doing the Zim. They said they are still doing it. We don't really care what Tier 2 is saying. They are still going to do the Zim. So, anything else exciting come out of that?
No, that'll do.
Yeah, I was trying to think, is there anything else there? So over in Iraq, they do have the international cards. We got the ATM was loaded, ready to go. Everything is supposed to happen over the weekend. I was going to tell you all the exact day and time. But Ray said, are you really going to say that? So I said, I'll just say over the weekend. How's that? Anybody want to know, you're going to have to go to open mic to find out the exact time. No, I'm just
so, they know they won't get any intel over there. So that, I'm sure all the open mic folks laugh when you just said that.
But it is over the weekend. So the weekend starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon, just so you guys know. Everything shuts down and goes all the way till Monday morning. but somewhere over there, Iraq is planning to make an announcement. We'll see if it happens. So that's where we're at. And there's nothing else to worry about or talk about because that's what we're waiting on. All right? All right. Let's go, Ray. You got some questions?
Let's see. Questions on the board. Sunstar, any news on Iraqi TV that you can share?
There was no news today. Nothing about the ATM, nothing about the Lord's and I. Matter of fact, I just got that when we were starting the call. But there was nothing on TV today. But we know all the people are waiting for it, anticipating it. And government people and contractors, I think, have been given some sort of notice of when it was actually scheduled to occur. Okay? Next.
Any contractor news on the new rate on the payroll?
Is he what?
Any news on the contractor's payroll as far as new rates from the contractor's payroll?
Nope. Nope. Haven't changed it. Everybody's waiting. Get ready to come, though.
Light Spirit says, I was wondering how the RV will affect negotiations of trade for countries that seem to take aggressive positions.
I don't know. You're going to have to call the White House. They're not letting me in on any trade secrets. Sorry. I mean, the money is the money, and it still balances out whether you change the rate or not. And it's more than just about money. It's product, services, and who we're getting it from. But if you ask me questions like that, I might have to get political, and some of you are not going to like that part. So anyway, what's next?
Salty Dog says, have you been able to find out whether there will be an 800 number for each of the 12 Federal Reserve districts or just one 800 number for the whole country?
We've been discussing 800 numbers for years now, and the information we had that each zone would have their own 800 number, or that's where you had to call from. So we'll see if that's what happens. Okay, next.
Rim Fire says, I think it was said that contract rates will not have a federal NDA, but the bank's NDA. If true, what is the difference, and how long will it be in place?
You have to call banks right now and ask them how long their NDAs are in place. I don't know. I don't have a copy of it. The federal NDA was supposed to be in place for 90 days. I don't know how long the bank NDA is in place. So ask them if they're doing transactions, how long their NDAs are. I haven't contacted the bank to find out. They haven't given me any information for that. I would think it's going to be in place until the contract rates go away, and then they all decide to go just by 4X. But we'll see. All right.
D Rose Girl says, Ray, can you have Tony PM me? I have a name and number for him to call about the party in Vegas.
Okay.
I just figured she wanted to hear her name on the call. Because I could just think that.
Okay. What did you want me to say? Okay.
Susanna Fee says, Tony, do you expect appointments to start on Monday if we RV this weekend?
I expect appointments to start 2 hours after we announce the 800 number. So I expect appointments to start over the weekend.
Noble Lion 77 says, regarding the ZIM, will we be scheduled into a Tier 1 bank that will do this, or is it a crapshoot?
I don't know. I would think it would if you told them that's what you have. They're asking which currency that you have, that they would direct you to a bank that could take care of your currencies.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Live callers, area code 386, you are on. 386.
I'm here. How are you today?
Good morning.
Greetings. I'm fantastic.
How are you?
To the Instagram.
I'm doing fine. Everything's great. I'm just looking forward to the RV happening. And I'm listening to your program right now. I know you probably don't have any new rates on the currency, so I'll say goodbye and tell everybody I said hi, and you guys have a great day today, and God bless you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I guess that
thank
was
you.
The form of a question, right? Even though you said you know that we didn't, you were still asking if we had any new rates. So that way it's a question for Q&A. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you.
850 area code, you're on.
Go on, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Good afternoon.
Okay.
So I guess my question is a follow up to a question I had on previous calls. Any more information from your friends in the military who have done exchanges? I know we talked about that before in one of the questions I asked. Have any of them been received any type of notifications about, you know, their funding? Were they made liquid at any point in time, or were they just given SKRs?
The military people who came back, and it's been months ago, they were made liquid then. I tell you guys, the day the guy went and bought a new truck that day when he went and did his exchange, because he was made liquid. And those were just individuals that were coming back over here. So they've been going through. They never received the SKR.
Okay. And then in that case, so for military personnel that are here now, have you heard of anything about them exchanging in a different form or fashion, i.e. like on a type of, you know, base or post or anything different like that? Or are they just going to go through the 100 like everybody else?
They're going to be able to trade on base when it happens. So we've already identified that finance has. They got the letter from when previous times when we thought it was going to happen. So those guys will be able to exchange actually at finance, not at the credit union, but going there who are part of it. Now, there's active duty. There are people that are coming back. Everybody else may have to dial the 800 number. I don't know.
So when we talk about finance, right, so that's more of an Air Force thing. So we're talking about, like, going over there to the comptroller's office and handling stuff like that, going to a building like that. Is that something that you have to pre-register for, or you just be able to walk into any, like, a Navy person or Army person, they just be able to go to that building and handle that? Because, like, in the Navy, on a Navy base, there isn't really a finance place that'll be able to conduct some type of transaction like that. I know in the Air Force you guys have, you know, different things available to you. So that's something that we'd have to go to an Air Force base to do.
I just say, are you in the military?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Then you know how finance works, right? They don't set appointments.
Do.
You walk in there and then they talk to
uh-huh.
you. Okay. Then that's probably what's going to happen. They're not going to have everybody on the base. First of all, everybody doesn't have foreign currency. That's on the base
uh-huh.
to start with. So even if you're going in to talk to them, they'll set up just like if you were coming back from overseas and, hey, I brought this back with me, how can I exchange it? So either they'll uh-huh. do it in the office based on the amount, or then they will tell you where to go to.
Because, you know, my feeling about that is, like, when it comes to the base, is that if you give a guy like me millions of dollars and I exchange it on base, ain't no way I'm coming back to work on Monday. You feel me?
Well, you coming back to work? You coming back to work, or you going to jail, rich? One or the other? Okay.
Well,
you're not just gonna walk away. Let me tell you that. What? You're not just gonna walk away, and you should already know that. Now, there is a provision: if you get a lot of money while you're in the military, they will release you. Automatically, they
yeah.
will release you. So, and that's what you're going to have to go through.
Yeah, I started looking into that already. They told me that good luck is what they told me. So, I'll keep
well, good luck with
that.
Getting rich or good luck with getting released?
Good luck with getting released.
Listen, what rank are you?
E7.
Okay. So, you're E7. and I'm a 05.
Uh-huh.
I'm working for 100 grand a year, 125, and you got $10 million. Do I really uh-huh. want you working for me?
No, you don't.
Do I really want you telling everybody else, come over to my house and I got this mansion and I'm driving Ferraris and everything to work, and he's going, no. They are going to let you out, I promise you.
All right. Well, I look forward to that. Let's see what happens this weekend. Appreciate it, gentlemen. Y'all enjoy the rest of the weekend. Hopefully, I'll catch y'all in Vegas by next week.
All right,
okay.
Sir. Take care. 610.
Just so you guys know, before you get started, I was not an 05. That was an example. I was actually E7. So we all know. Okay? So,
okay.
All right, let's go.
610, area code. You are on.
All right. Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man.
Good afternoon.
Man, you're going to have to quit calling in so early. Anyway, I'm just joking.
Tony,
good morning.
I thought you'd get a little bit of an early break because it is Friday, so I wanted to give you that early break. How about that?
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is a new day and a new month, and that means there's a new bill to pay. So for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help keep this information superstation on the air. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in those donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And for all of you out there who have sent in your donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donations today and in the very near future, many, many thanks from Ray and Tony for that. That helps keeps this information superstation on the air. And again, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, rally, rally so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite weekend, gentlemen.
All right.
All right.
Thank you,
sir. Really appreciate it. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye bye. 765 area code. You are on.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yep, we're
here.
How are
you guys doing today?
Great.
Super fantastic. How are you?
Oh, not bad. So how many million dong you want to bet that we'll be here on Monday?
I'm not going to bet nothing. I can't control it.
What's that?
I said, I'm not going to bet none because I don't control it. And Ray wants to know how many can you afford to lose?
Oh, I can afford to lose several million. How many you want to bet, Ray?
No, you brought it up. You don't ask me how many I want to bet. Put your money where your mouth is.
20, 25 million? You want to bet that much?
No, that's not even worth my time. If you're not at least talking 100 million or better, we don't even need to be having a conversation.
Well, I'm just curious. I just I noticed we didn't tell G-Man he ought to be getting his pink slip over the weekend. So just kind of make, you know, we're just kind of back in that same old pattern again. I just was curious. Did you guys
wait
were betting that or not?
Yes. Time will tell. We just wait it out. That's all we can do, right?
Oh, I agree. I'm just getting a feeling that I think Trump is our biggest enemy right now, not our ally. You know, he just keeps blowing everything up with his silly tweets and all this crap he keeps putting out, and I just have a feeling he's going to use this reset for a re-election tool, and I personally think this thing's going to drag on for probably a year, and he's not going to let this thing go until August or September of next year, and that way he can let this thing go right before the election and put a feather in his hat to try to get reelected. Because I just, everything he's doing that we think he should be doing to move this thing forward, it seems like he's doing just the opposite.
You know, we've had some people say the same thing about the other presidents.
Yeah. What's
that?
Let me tell you this. So we're not getting into politics and all that. So here's the deal. Iraq announced the international card, which they came back yesterday and said that was premature. They shouldn't have done that, and it wasn't supposed to happen until Saturday, but it already happened. Iraq is already on TV showing people the new international cards. They're already notifying them again yesterday that the lower denoms are in the ATMs, and it will be activated, and they'll be able to do more things than just get the lower denoms out of the ATM. They already have the people sitting on edge. It has nothing to do with Trump. This stuff that they're announcing now. The banks know the same thing. They've been bringing their people in, getting ready. They just put out the memo yesterday, again, for them to bring their people in, go through the process, build your list, and be ready to go. They're not doing all that, either one of them, for next year. They're doing it because they're thinking something's going to happen between today, August the 2nd, and August the 10th. They believe something's going to happen. Now, whatever day the RV happens or is announced, 10 days after that, they want me and you to be done. That's not next year. That's right now. That's what everybody's gearing up for. Too much information got out this week and last week that wasn't supposed to, but it's out there, which is good because it's making them react now, not a year from now. So you're worried about the wrong things and the wrong guy.
So are you thinking then that Iraq's going to publish a rate then tomorrow in the Gazette?
I think something's going to happen. Based on the information that I have, yeah. So we'll just see if it does. I tell you, the weekend starts at 5 p.m. today.
Which is already, you know, are they 8 hours ahead of us, Iraq, or behind us?
They're ahead of us.
I didn't say their weekend. I said the weekend.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to coordinate with, if their Gazette comes out on Saturday, 8 a.m. their time would be basically midnight tonight our time because they're 8 hours ahead of us, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. I hope we're there. I mean, I agree with you guys 100% with what appears to be lining up, appears to be like we're getting closer all the time. But it just seems like we get this close, and then for some reason this thing gets kicked down the road another week or two, and then all of a sudden the stars start lining up again, and then this thing just gets kicked down the road again. And, man, it's just getting tiresome chasing this thing and watching it just continuously get kicked down the road. And I know that Trump doesn't control this, but I know with everything you're hearing about China and Trump and this whole thing needing to get worked out, it just seems like Trump just keeps stirring the pot with China, unless that's just all for show. I don't know. So
he's stirring the pot with everybody, not just China. So,
oh, I agree.
We'll
he's stirring with everybody. These okay. tariffs and stuff with China just seem to be a thorn in our side that he just keeps stirring that pot with them, just causing more issues. So, all righty, guys. I hope you're right. I hope we're there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Right, time will tell. Take care.
Bye.
360 area code. You are on.
Good morning, General Patton and Optimistic. We'll leave out the surnames.
Well, good morning.
Good morning and good afternoon. Man, it's hard to think that it could be a better day than today. I think I tried to kind of hold the excitement down a little bit. I know it's frustrating for some, but I do believe, and I think I hear it in your voice, Tony, that there are reasons to be more optimistic than we've been, and that we are
absolutely
getting closer. So
absolutely,
yeah. I can't help but think that yesterday I went and I picked up a bit more dong, and I think I did it originally because I just wanted to make sure they were still selling it, for one. And the teller, she said, "Oh, are you traveling?" And I it was just a reflex. I said, "No." And I thought, I'm not going there. But I darn sure am glad that I can buy the currency from there. But she, her response was, and I helped her a little bit with how to count it out and this and that, because she was counting out the small denominations first, and then she couldn't remember how much she'd counted out. And I said, start with the big numbers first and count them and so forth. So it was kind of entertaining what I happened to see there. But the guy standing next to her knew what he was doing, and he kept looking over at me and then looking back and looking over and looking back. And about the third time he did that, I winked at him, and that's the last time he looked. But it was kind of like my litmus test to find out, you know, can we still get it? And because as long as we can still get it, then the RV hasn't happened. But the two-hour rule, and that's still a consistent thing. They'll be cut off 2 hours before they can change their rate on
it. That's what we've been told.
Right.
The banks were going to do it, and they said they were certain they could do it no sooner than 2 hours before.
Now, remember a long time ago, we always said, geez, you're going to have to say VNN or VNG or the IQD or IQN. None of that is, all we have to say is exchange. Isn't that accurate? I mean, they'll know why we're there, you would think. But it's our language.
Well, they will, because you called the 800 number, and that's your appointment and everything else. But you can always say, what's the IQD rate? What's the IQN rate? If they say it's the same rate, then say, okay, let's go.
Okay. All right. So that then it still does make sense to question that if there's a different rate for each.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Is this a question?
Sure. Is there any inclination from the people that have talked to you from the banks that you'll get the NDA first?
No, if it's a bank NDA, they don't need to send it out. It's going to be the same one they use.
Oh,
we were supposed to get the federal NDA. Look over it, but I don't think, you know, because each bank, they have their own NDA.
Right. Okay, then my last question is there any question that hasn't been asked that if Ray asked you this, you could share something with us that you haven't shared thus far?
Yeah, I could share with you the exact date and time that I've been given that it's going to happen.
But I know it's not going to be that exact date and time because nobody's supposed to know that. But it'll be close enough. But I didn't want to do that today because I have been given a time from the CBI. This is when it's supposed to happen. It just came out. I said, okay. And Ray said to me, how much of that are you going to share on the call? And I said, I'm just going to say over the weekend. So that's what I said, over the weekend.
Well, you know, remember the story I told about the checks in the mail? It is in the mail.
Yep,
and I did happen to conclude that both my cell number and my home number, because they're different, Ray's looking at the home number now. You could call me if you want. I'll be available. Let me just say 24/7. If I'm not on one, I'll darn sure be on the other. And I can help in any little way that you might need.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the offer. I got people texting me right now saying, don't say it. Don't say it.
Gentlemen,
we'll just see what happens.
Oh, God. I am going to miss this. I mean, this is a highlight of my day. I just had a great breakfast and sit down with my cigar out on the deck, and it doesn't get any better than this, and I'm just sitting here thinking, yeah, it could be better. I could be having a bank appointment. So I guess there's exceptions to everything. But thanks, Ray.
What are you smoking?
Well, this is a Romeo and Juliet. 1875. It's just a. It's not an Opus X. It's not Fire of Heavens and wherever else. But for right
that's
now.
That's why I smoke those.
Yeah. Well, Tony, yep. Of course, it must be obvious. I'd love to sit down and have a sip of a good whiskey and a good cigar with you and have a chance to laugh about all this stuff. So. And as far as that barbecue, Ray, I've never tried it, so I'd like to do that too. So hopefully I'm on the list of having been a donor and so forth, that we'll have a chance to do that. So, gentlemen, have a great day. And, again, I just can't thank you enough for the entertainment and for your understanding of the people that get frustrated with it hasn't happened yet. We haven't died yet either. We're still here. So
that's right. So, all right, guys. I don't smoke till after 12. I don't do the breakfast smoke thing. I know a lot of people. And I don't drink till after 5. So just put that in your schedule right now. So that's the time frame it'll happen in. All right?
Okay. 760 area code. You are on.
I'm here.
Yep, too late. Move too slow. You guys are on Q&A. You better be ready when I get to you. We can't wait forever. You spoke up too late. I'd already hit the quick button. All right, 281.
You
already
hang up on her?
Yeah, I'd already hit it.
Hey,
okay.
Tony.
Hey.
How come you didn't hit the button right then?
I know you did not say that.
I didn't get a chance to say 281, you're on.
What the hell?
I would have. I didn't have time to say 281, you're on.
You weren't no hang up on me. I heard that little button or whatever. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree.
Okay, good. I didn't get to talk to you guys on Wednesday, so I said, well, let me get on today and make sure my hand button is still up so I can get on the call. Well, I just had some little simple questions. On the tier 2 banks that you said possibly got the memos recently. My question is, do they, okay, so say for instance, like you said, they were not going to be accepting the ZIM. So if that's the case, we can, if we decide to go to a tier two bank to exchange, and then we want to exchange the ZIM, we could still get back in the system, obviously, to make an appointment at one of the larger banks to do the ZIM, and it wouldn't delay, or we wouldn't get that far behind in line, or how does that work? We could just make them simultaneously, like make an appointment for tier two, tier one, or tier two bank, and then call and make one for tier one. How do you think that would work?
I think, first of all, that when you dial the 800 number, more than likely, it's going to be for tier one banks and tier two banks, tier three banks. I don't know that they're going to be part of that. They may be. I don't know. But because they're not doing all, or I think the reason they're asking you which currencies you have, they're directing you towards a bank that can take care of all of your currencies. So let me clarify this. What she said was they were not going to do the ZIM. If they did do the ZIM, it would be 2016 and newer. Just what our committee guy had been seeing. And the reason was because all the other ones, she said, have been counterfeited too much, and they didn't want to be bothered with that. So what I did was took that information and sent it to the Tier 1 banks that I know, and they said, that's bad information. We're going to do them all. So that's how that conversation went. Okay? Now, can you go to two different banks? Yes. A guy that was there even told him, well, I'm thinking I might go to this bank. And they said, well, we want you to stay here, and this is what we're going to offer you if you do. Without rates, it's all the perks, this, how it works, and everything else. So you can split your money up. Nobody's going to be able to tell you what to do or how to do it. You can call a bank afterwards, number, and just make an appointment. It just may be delayed. That's all.
Right. Well, the reason why I ask that is because, not necessarily for me, but some of the people that I have gotten into this, they live in the rural areas, and some of the big banks are not in their area, and they may have a Tier 2 bank or tier three bank where they can go and get this done. And that's why I asked that question, you know. So if they call.
And they may want to do that quickly, you're right, and go in there and do what they can do, and then make the appointment for the tier one bank and drive the 50 miles, 100 miles, I mean, wherever they are in the boondocks, that they don't have a bank, and then do the rest.
Okay. All right, well, that was my question. I'm sure hoping this thing happens this weekend. I'm ready.
Okay. You and me
well,
both.
You guys have a good weekend. All right.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Okay, 760, I got you back.
Hello. Well, I think that was my question, because my question was, when Tony said, well, first, how are you guys doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
I'm great. How are you?
Blessed. And I had my phone on mute before, and I didn't realize that. But here's my question. I'm going to try to make it real simple. When only Tier 1 are doing the ZIM, when we call the 1-800 number, should we ask the bank that there are the redemption center they're sending us to, is it a Tier 1, or just they should know that automatically?
They should know when you tell them the currency that you have, which bank to send you to.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
That was it. You guys have a beautiful day.
Now, all right, you guys can ask all the questions you want to. They're going to be trying to go fast and go through it and not even have the answers to some of them because they don't know. But go ahead and ask, and that's where I want to go to. Tier 1 bank so I can do it all in one location. They should be able to direct you to that.
All right.
Okay. All right, what's next?
865,
Erico, you're on. Hi there. I try to get on as fast as I can. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate the
info. Good morning.
All the little nuggets that you were sharing with us. Just a couple of things prompted by what you had said, dealing with the fact that you were reminding people that they can be expecting to get all sorts of extras from the bank, including not having to go to the bank and that sort of thing. Did they kind of indicate to you that those are going to be free services, or are they going to be ones that we can expect to see that, oh, they are going to be charging us for coming to our home versus our going there? Is that something that we need to be sensitive to and whatever?
Okay. You need to be sensitive to the fact that all the perks that they're giving you come at an expense. They're going to get you a hotel room, and they're going to get paid for doing it. They're not doing all this for free. They're going to go buy your house, and they're going to get paid for doing it. They're going to go get you movie tickets, theater tickets, game tickets. They're going to make sure you get what you want. But nobody works for free.
Now, that's what I want to be sure that everybody gets.
Yeah, to bring you a cashier's check, or, hey, I need $20,000 in cash, bring it to my house, bring it to my office, because they will do that, then that's probably going to be a minimum fee to do it. But they now work for you. They'll take care of things. Some things will be absolutely free that are simple. Some things, there's a cost attached to it.
I was aware of that, but I wanted to ask it so that we don't get, for those that might not have taken that into account, that they suddenly find that their nest egg is being whittled away and they aren't really aware that it's going on and the like. Secondly, dealing with the bank NDAs and the fact that it's now fallen back to the banks, these are separate per bank. It's like Bank A has their form, Bank C has their form, and so on. It's not like the American Bankers Association has a standard NDA form that all banks use. Is that a correct assumption?
I would think so. Each bank has their own based on what their attorneys tell them, what they're doing. I don't think every bank follows the same rule or has the same NDA.
Okay. And lastly, I certainly do not want to know, oh, yes, I do, but I'm not going to ask the specific date and time that you keep alluding to and that little carrot. I'm just curious, how long ago did they actually give you that information?
They gave me
that
information yesterday evening, probably around, let me see where I was at, probably around 6-7 o'clock my time, so 9-10 East Coast time last night is when I got the information.
Okay.
See,
you factor that.
You just want to check my phone records at that time, see where it came from. Okay, but I knew it. No, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Again, appreciate this. Hopefully this will be our last free RV TNT call that you guys will be doing. The next one will be the celebration call 10 days from whenever. We know that that's when the 10 TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And again, guys, appreciate it and have a great weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful, fantastic, fantabulous server one. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Have a good weekend. All right.
916 area code, you're on.
I'm sorry, I put my hand down. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 972, your area code, you're on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. You caught me
at home.
Say hi to my wife, Danny in Dallas.
Hi to Danny's wife.
Home. Hi, how are you? Okay.
She's about to whoop up some lunch for me here. All right. Well, that's great news. My goodness, every time you call do a call this week and part of last week, it's good news. Weekend starts at 5 o'clock. That's Eastern Coast. So I can stand by the door and press my nose against the glass and wait intently. Right.
All weekend if you want to. Just don't hold your breath. Okay.
Good idea. All right. I had asked before about that bank that had the five different rates for the dong and for the dinar. And at this point, it's not finished yet, so you're not going to be able to give that stuff out. But what types of things do you think you'll be able to communicate once it is history? I mean, I know you intend to keep us informed, but what types of things are you thinking that you'll be able to communicate to us that benefit the whole group? Have you thought through that?
Just that. Oh, yeah. So once it happens, hopefully everybody can talk freely, which they should, and give us the rates that are available. So some insiders should be able to give us that freely. And then each one of us, the participant, from the person who goes in first to the person who goes in 21st or 100, come back here to the forum, text us, let us know this is what happened when I went in. Everybody start sharing their experiences, and this is what I got, and this is the rate they offered me. Because one thing about it, even with an NDA, I'm going to say that nobody knows who you are on TNT. So nobody knows what your board name is or anything else. So as long as you keep it like that, we all can share experiences and help everybody that comes after us, or help everybody who only did part of theirs because they want to see what's going on somewhere else before they do the rest of theirs. And I'm putting ideas in you guys' heads. But anyway, it's about the community. I'm definitely going to put everything I can put out there as soon as possible so everybody can just go and get it done. But, you know, if this teamwork makes the dream work. So if I put everything I put out there and everybody put out there what's happening during their experiences, then we'll have the big picture.
All right. Well, that's very encouraging. I guess another thing comes to mind. They will be doing exchanges from, I believe you said, 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. on a nightly basis or daily basis?
That is their schedule. They were going to go to 1 a.m. on the first night. And then every day after that, so it'll be from 7 to 11. But that depends on what time the announcement is made.
Right, right. Okay. So if it were made at 9 o'clock tonight, it may or may not happen that they would stay later tonight.
If it was made at 7, 8, or possibly 9 o'clock, I could see them staying till 1. Because they have people there that are sitting at their desk and look, guys, they still have groups of people who haven't been home in over a week.
Wow.
Because they're keeping them. I mean, they're feeding them. I mean, they're putting them up in hotels. They're making sure that their communication is as little as possible, but they're keeping them ready to go. And then that is the case what they would do. They'll just
right.
Stay here. Let's get people in. You're in the hotel. You come back at 7 in the morning. And let's go. Because they're doing it when the RV hasn't happened. Why wouldn't they do it when it does happen?
That makes sense. Yeah. I did have one experience. I had to cash a check at a Bank of America in the Dallas area. And I keep a 25K note, dinar note, in my wallet. And I was getting a check out, and I laid that 25K note on the counter. And I saw him look at it, and he looked away. And I found my paperwork, and then I held it up. I said, do you know what this is? He said, no, it's not American, is it? I said, no. And he said, well, any kind of foreign money, you have to talk to managers. I don't know anything about it. And I know the man's been there for 10 years. So it is really divided into the management and the peons, the tellers. They're taking care of business, but he just didn't have a clue.
Tell you guys this. It might get me in trouble, but I'm not going to be specific because it might get me in trouble with some people. But there are banks already who have put up signs on the walls directing people where to go for their exchange in different denominations. Some banks have already put it up on their walls. And people are amazed at it, like, oh, my God, it's real. I walked in the bank and I saw it. And they're already preparing for it, rearranging the bank. That's already going on across the country in some banks.
Wow. Okay. Another question about all the material that your friend put together over 10 years. Just a curiosity. If we were to have access to that for a fee payable to TNT or to an organization that might help his family, a lot of us have enough SNAP that we can at least use a thumb drive and find out what's going on. I don't want to give any undue suggestions, but thumb drive is pretty simple to do, and that could go to that family easy enough, couldn't it?
It could. So, okay. Again, it's something I'd have to look into, because now, you know, I don't know the best way to do it. Print them out, not print them out. Have you guys print them out? All the recordings are actually on hard drives and thumb drives, because I had to do it a couple places and had to send a couple copies out already, which is what we do. Same thing with the book, just to make sure it's not all in one location. So
sure.
I had to send it out across the country just to do that in case something happened. So, but as far as getting it and then putting together a site and actually downloading and selling it and doing all that, a lot of work for somebody, and the only person I know that could be work for is Tony. So we'll see how that comes out. Do what?
Take it for his word. After this is over, there'll be plenty of opportunity to donate and care for that family.
Yes. That's a good
All right,
thing.
Thank you. I'm going to
speak and we'll appreciate
go back
it.
To work.
All right.
Thank
All right,
you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
951 area code, you're on.
Yes, good morning. How is everybody?
Good afternoon.
Super fantastic. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, great. Hey, I think I pretty much know the answer to this question or whatever, but anyway, I know you said with everybody doing their checking over the years and stuff on what banks are doing this, I know you mentioned a few credit unions and stuff, or maybe, I don't know how many credit unions, but you said I think there were some involved with this that would be exchanging currency. I am involved with a credit union because I got tired of dealing with big banks a long time ago and everything, and I know my credit union still doesn't, they say they don't know anything about this or whatever. But anyway, I think what would be a deciding factors on what bank you would choose to deal with, like here during this process here? Would it be just like the rates and the interest percentage you get plus the benefits and everything, or what? What are some of the things you would look at to doing business with a bank?
Okay, hold on. Let me clear something up first. Ray, on that list that you have, is there any credit unions on that list? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, there we go. The only credit unions I know that would be involved that I would think of would be credit unions around military bases or federal credit unions, all right? I belong to a huge credit union. They don't do any foreign currency at all, and they're not going to be involved in it at all. So not every credit union is involved. Now, when I'm looking at what bank I'm going to deal with, I'm looking at the rates, of course, the contract rates, and then what is it I think that bank can do for me after it's all said and done? The benefits, and I don't mean the theater tickets and Super Bowls and stuff I can do for myself. I mean banks, to me, that are involved in big business opportunities. I know most IPOs platforms and things I'm looking to do are with tier one banks and the top banks, because that's who everybody gets to fund them, run cross country. They don't look for tier two banks. Well, some of them do, so I shouldn't say that. But the majority of them don't, and definitely not credit unions, because they got to have a bank to back them. So that's what I look at. If I'm looking for business opportunities, my best business opportunities, partnerships and things are going to come through the larger banks, because I'm not looking for little business opportunities. I'm looking for multi-million-dollar deals, billion-dollar deals that I can become a part of so I can see. So I'm going to look at something different than what you're looking at. If I have hundreds of thousands of dollars, or I have millions, $50, $60 million, then I might want to be a big fish and a little pond. So now I'm looking at my local private banks or my local credit unions and seeing what opportunities do they offer for me to invest in things that are going on in the local community that I can get a big bite out of or be insured a profit. So everybody's going to have to look at their different level when they're looking at which bank is it I want to choose. Because you don't want to be a small fish in one of the big banks and they're feeding you leftovers all the time, or they're not even letting you get involved in the super deals because you don't have enough money. Where if you were the big fish in a little bank, you're the first person they're bringing all the opportunities to. So you get to pick and choose. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, but what okay. I don't understand is what you mean, like, you talk about other than the tier one banks or something, or you're talking like the tier two,
yeah,
tier three banks locally?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. Somebody, you take your money and move it over to there. There's a couple things. My money's not at risk as much in tier one bank. I don't have that much. I don't want to risk it. I'd rather have it in a neighborhood bank, where I know they're more secure, and, you know, they don't take the kind of risk that the big guys do. They don't, you know, offer me everything they do, but I don't have to go, you know, sleepless at nights wondering if my money's okay. And I get to be in some of the larger opportunities within my local area, because that's where people want to be. I want to be in the local arena. I want to be in the local team. I want to be in the local iTech company that's coming in. Or I want to be in the land deal over here. Those are things you can still do locally that will give you a good return.
All right. All right, great. Well, thank you. I'm glad
okay.
I you. Thank you for answering that. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks. You guys, too.
All right, now. Bye-bye.
All right.
281 area code. You're on.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Greetings.
Good morning. How are you?
I am tired but great. Let me turn the TV down.
Okay.
Very tired. That drive will do something to you, driving from Texas back to Georgia. But thankful to be home.
I'm telling you. From backwards to backwards. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you're doing that because of children. You got But you all answered one of my questions, and the young man that was speaking before me, I wanted to ask, cause just to be sure from what I've heard and what I think, we can do a gift for someone up to $15,000 without it being taxed. Am I correct, Mr. Rex, or am I wrong? Can you explain it for me?
Without who being taxed?
The
recipient?
Without them being, yes.
So you can give them any amount. They're not going to be taxed.
Any amount, okay.
And you can give the recipient any amount, and the recipient is not going to be taxed. And when you go over the gift tax allowance, then you get taxed on the money you gave someone else over the $15,000. That's called a gift tax.
Okay, so it is a gift tax.
But it
so
it's you, not them.
Okay, so we can give $15,000 without being taxed.
Right. Now, why are we talking about giving somebody $15,000 as many conversations you and I had about the utopian way of giving?
Okay, this is why I'm asking.
That's okay. That's all right.
Is it going to, this is why I was just asking.
You don't have to explain. I'm just messing with you.
No, 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 really. I'm trying to get something in my head. As many calls are on this call and on TNT website, if we were to give the family $15,000 from some us, because we're going to be multimillionaires, so why not bless them after all that they've done, her husband has done over the years for you all and us?
Well, I didn't say not bless somebody, but I've taught you, I know I've taught you a different and better way to bless somebody.
You did.
Even if
you
it's only $15,000, which is better than giving it to them in their hand. So I wasn't saying not to bless people.
You did, but what I'm saying is everybody don't know what you've told us. Everybody don't get on.
I know, but it's what I told you that I'm addressing, what you know now.
Okay, so what you were talking about is I'm hearing what the guy was talking about. If you want to donate to JN's family, you can do so $15,000 without being taxed. Is that what you're talking
right.
about?
Right, and what I'm saying is for some people that don't know, and I know what Mr. Ray is talking about because my husband has already been talking to our lawyer and our CPA and another person that does our business matters already about setting that up for us. But for the ones that don't get on and don't know, if they're going to be multi-million dollars, what is so wrong? They're going to have that. What is so wrong with blessing these people? And if they don't,
nobody said anything was wrong with blessing anybody.
Right. I'm just suggesting, couldn't we do that? That's all.
You can do whatever you want to do.
I'm throwing it out there. Can you get what I'm doing? I'm throwing it out there
maybe
other people that want to do it. It wouldn't hurt to do it, is what I'm saying.
Correct.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just not
so
putting it right.
I
know where you're coming from there.
All these people that's getting ready to be rich and millionaires, they can at least donate $15,000 to JN's family and not worry about it being taxed. Right?
Right, and not worry about giving it because they'll have it. Don't be concerned.
They'll have it. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the thought.
We're going to do our part.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to go on when my husband gets here because I have an issue with getting on Blog Talk with my phone. Don't talk about my phone, Mr. Tony. And listen to the first part because I was late getting on. But from what I've heard, it's very good news, and that's thankful. And Mr. Ray, yes, you have taught us the right way, and we are doing it, and I thank you for that. Good luck, y'all.
All
have a
right.
great day. I'm looking for a call from you all this weekend, and everybody else have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Now, my whole focus was not on blessing people, but it's why bless somebody in an inferior capacity when you can do a superior capacity and still do the blessing.
Right.
And that's what a lot of folks are not focusing on, and so I'm not going to get up here and support an inferior way to do something just because you asked the question. When we have the opportunity to teach people a better way to do it. Now, that's the responsibility that I take.
Right, I understand
okay.
that.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All righty, bye-bye. 702 area code, you're on. All right, Tony, I'm going to get us some extra time this time.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
It worked.
Hey.
Hello? Did you hear
me? Hello?
Yeah. I wanted to ask something. Hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi.
For the money we have, we supposed to go to find out they real or not, because before with another call with currency 365 or 362, they say, Anita, we're going to be on a Deloro machine. So if you're not, this currency is correct or fake, we're going to be arrested. because I have all the certificate what I where I buy and everything. No, I wanted to be sure first. I need to gonna go to check this money somewhere or no?
No, do not. You don't have to go check your money, take it anywhere else. Go to the bank and do your transaction. They will verify your money. And that's what happened with our guy yesterday. I forgot to tell you guys. They did bring in the Deloro machine, and they ran all his currency through the Deloro machine. And the other thing now that the Tier 2 bank is saying is they want him to bring all of his receipts when he purchased the money. So he did, in fact, take that to his appointment with him. The Tier 1 bank is telling me they don't need all that. The Tier 2 bank said they need it. So if I was you, I would be prepared to have it with me either way. Because better safe than sorry, right?
Okay. So I wanted to one more thing to find out. What time are we going to have, to sign for Las Vegas here, the party? What time going to be?
I don't know yet because the RV hasn't been announced yet. I haven't been able to get anything set up in Vegas. As soon as the RV is announced, I'm going to try and get all of them set up, put them up on the site so people will know the dates and which ones they want to sign up for. But I will tweet it out, hey, go to the site, sign up for the meetings, so everybody will have the exact same opportunity. And then they're going to do what we said. If they're limited, like Sacramento is going to be limited to 1,500, no more than 2,000, I'm going to take the people who have made donations and let them go in first before everybody else. Because, you know, like I said, I got 140,000 people, which I'm not going to be able to accommodate all of them. All this is at my expense. But we get 100 people a month probably who donate. And over the last 10 years, those are the people who I'm going to let attend first. So that's how it'll be filled up. Okay?
Okay. So the RV going to be open what time? This night?
I don't know when it's going to happen. They say it's going to happen sometime over the weekend, so I'm just waiting to see.
Okay. Thank you, and God bless you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, you too. All right. Have a great weekend. All right, bye.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, sir. Let's wrap it up.
Is it? Okay.
Is it?
All right, guys. Everything's looking super fantastic for real. All the information is great. The banks are doing like Santa Claus, making their list and checking it twice, getting ready to invite some people out. They are notifying them, though, right now. Everybody's anticipating. The word is out overseas. So hopefully this is our weekend. Stay tuned. The weekend starts after 5 p.m. today. So don't stop breathing. Just keep hoping. All right, Ray.
Okay. Today is it's Friday. That's right. Living it up. Friday night. Oh, yeah. Let's get our Friday on. We had two birthday folks this morning that ran out of time on open mic for one of them. The other one, I don't know, I'm going to get in the benefit of the doubt. So I'm going to do a birthday shout-out to QX80 in Texas and New Resource in Illinois. If anything else happens this weekend, guys, we'll be getting in touch. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no
Hello?
Longer being recorded.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
it's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We're out of here.